The computer vision lab at Columbia University developed new flexible sheet cameras. It's basically a thin like wallpaper and flexible like wallpaper.
Okay.
So you can wrap it around things. It can be wrapped around poles. It can be wrapped around cars.
So you can get like weird angles that you may not be able to get with get a regular camera.
You can get a full 360 degree view.
Wow.
And there's no gap in the image. The image isn't distorted at all.
It's insane, isn't it?
It is, but you think about how good that is for whenever you see these crime videos where they're pulling the video from the cameras in 7-Eleven or off of the street or ATMs. It's always these grainy, horrible pictures. Yeah. If they develop this camera, just like where you have the cameras on light poles on corners and stuff, that to upgrade that camera and to give it a full 360, I think that's huge.
That's insane.
Yeah, so that's going on. Again, that's from Columbia University who did that. And then there's a startup out of California called Intername. And it's now lets you basically become immortal. People store their memories and personality in digital form. Okay. And then they have these chat box or chat bots that will allow you to speak up on your behalf based on your history and personality.
There's certain things that kind of should be left alone. Do you not think?
Do you think the immortal things when we bring up holograms of people or something like this? 31,000 people have signed up that they can have their identity uploaded.
See, I'm a little bit the way I think is once you're done, you're done, and it should be left that way. I don't know if, and I'm sure there's going to be time where there'll be certain technology where it will keep us running forever.
Have you ever seen the TV show Futurama on Comedy Central?
I know of it, but
the cartoon. It's in the TV show they have these heads. After people die, they can still keep their head, and they keep them in these glass containers. And the person's still alive. They keep their brain alive. Their body's gone, but you can keep your brain alive, and so in turn they keep the head, and they can still speak up and all this. And it's weird to think that could possibly not be that far away.
Yeah, and that technology, is not in our lifetime probably, but just, you could keep those heads alive, then how long is it going to be before they then start transplanting them on other bodies and stuff like Frankenstein all over again.
I'm trying to think how the brain works, right? Because your organs could die, but it doesn't, your brain dies from not having oxygen, from your organs not working. So if you can keep oxygen pumping into the brain, isn't your brain where everything is, your personality and thoughts and... I mean, so if you can keep the brain alive, that's still you.
I'd want to be about 6'3" next time. so I'm not a tater tot.
The good news is, if we're just going off of head size, you're in.